Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bethany Clock is joining us in studio this morning from the SPCA serving Erie County. Morning.
Good morning.
We have a news cat today.
Yes, we do. A cat very near and dear to me. Her name is Missy. I named her after my godmother, Missy Reinhardt, who passed away because Missy was such a sweet foster mom. She had three little kittens, and she was with me since June, raised them. They have been adopted, but Missy is still waiting to be adopted, and it's crushing me a little bit.
Aw, so yeah. You personally know this kitty.
I know her so well. She's one of the most gentle, affectionate cats I've ever met. She never met my dog, so I don't know how she would do with dogs, but she's certainly used to hearing barking. She definitely loves those cat toys that are circles, and they have the ball that they chase around.
Oh, yeah.
Every time she played with it, she was like a goldfish. She must have forgotten that she has done this many, many times. It was so exciting to her every time. Just a sweet, sweet cat. She's at Pet Supplies Plus in Williamsville on Sheridan Drive.
Okay, so you don't want to miss out on this. It looks like a smaller cat. Is that just the photos?
Yeah, she's about 8 pounds.
Okay.
And actually, she's super small in her rear end, we shall say, her back legs. She has an old injury where she didn't have any toes on her back right foot, but she still gets around. I called her a little peg leg for a while, and she's great. It doesn't slow her down.
Oh, all right. But, you know, to me, she looks like a kitten, not a cat.
She sure does, doesn't she? I called her a tabaco. I combined the words tabby and calico because she's a calico, which means she's got lots of different colors, and the tabby, so she's got lots of different stripes. She's adorable.
All right. Well, check out Missy at News Radio 930. You're going to want to do that. 1 year, 8 month old, but still has that kitten look to it.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for a dog at the SPCA, now might not be the best time to go around.
Yep. We have dog pneumonia. We've had a few cases of dog pneumonia in the shelter. And so we're doing everything we can to protect the dogs in our care and outside of the SPCA. So, for example, we're doing really deep cleaning right now this week. So dog adoptions are on pause this week. So in addition to deep cleaning, we're making sure that the dogs in our care aren't coming down with symptoms. And if we are, we're treating them right away. And also, we are monitoring them. And this also helps with the dogs who are outside in the community. So we would hate for people to come in looking to adopt a dog and accidentally get pneumonia, unknowingly, of course, on their shoes or their shirts, and they bring it home to their dogs and their dogs would get sick.
Oh, no, it's a good point and good precautions that you're taking. So that wing of the SPCA is pretty much closed down.
Yep. We've changed the way that everybody, staff and volunteers, are interacting with the dogs just to keep everybody safe. And we'd also hate if somebody adopted a dog who wasn't showing any symptoms and a few days later was showing symptoms.
Right.
Because we like to make sure everybody's super healthy when they go home.
How long is that going to last for?
Until at least next Friday. And then we're going to reevaluate and see what's happening.
Okay, but you could go into the SPCA and adopt a cat or a reptile or something else.
Yes, which brings me to an excellent point. We have a sale going on until the end of September called Small Pets, Big Hearts. Every animal, with the exception of dogs, half off adoption fees. So Ooh. That's pretty great.
That's there a big incentive.
It is. So farm animals, like you said, cats, roosters, guinea pigs, rabbits, now's the time.
That applies to Missy, too.
Yes, it does. She's half off. She's $60.
Well, there you go. And, you know, everyone's excited. The Bills are back on Sunday, and so is the Bills Mutfia program from you guys and Brandon and Haley Bean.
Yep.
All working together.
Yep. So every time the Bills score a touchdown in a home game, they sponsor the adoption fee to an animal at the SPCA.
Ooh, so hopefully Monday morning we'll be having a few adoptions paid for
yes,
at least, right?
Yes, definitely.
Like five every home game. That's what we're aiming for.
Sure. Whatever lets us win, I guess.
Oh, all right. All right, and Paws in the Park is still ongoing, am I right?
Yes, it is. It's still virtual right now. So normally it would have taken place on the 25th, so we're encouraging everybody to get in there 2 miles before then. Send us your pictures. We love sharing them. It's such a fun time, and hopefully next year we'll be together again.
All right. I'm loving the look of Missy. I'm loving the look of not only the sale, but Bill's Mutfia. So maybe you'll be able to get that one dog in the future starting next week without, yes. you know, the adoption fee and things like that. And then, you know, I had this question because I'm always looking for, you know, it's start of the Bill season. Everyone's very excited. You go out shopping. Susan said she was at the Bill store yesterday. I was at the grocery store. Uh-huh. I bought a box of Josh Allen cereal. Of course, you have to.
And Josh then
you
Jags.
Start, yeah, you start looking for, you know, my son, and I start looking for the dogs. And then I remember, and my wife always tells me that our dogs just hate wearing clothes, anything, even their harnesses. When they know they're going for a walk, yeah. to put their harnesses on, it's just like chasing them around the house. What your animals in general, are they clothes wearers or no?
Well, I used to put my dogs in their L.L. Bean coats, and my one dog, Ellsworth, who's the Cavalier, who's a pretty hyper dog, he was okay with it, but my Scotty just is like, no, this is not happening. He's a very proud yeah. dog, so he will not wear his coat. So half of my dogs are clothes-wearing dogs.
That's funny. Okay. Either, okay. you know, they're either into it or absolutely no way.
Right. right.
There's no middle ground.
Some dogs you put on a shirt or a jacket or something like that and they won't let you take it off. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it just becomes part of them.
Yeah. I never had that animal.
Yeah. Me neither.
But I bought a jersey from my dogs once. I tried it on both of them and both of them were just the one is becomes frozen when you put something on. They won't move. And then the other is just the entire time like pawing at me like, hey. Get yes. this thing you put on me off. We're done here.
Right, right.
I tried putting boots on my dog, Ellsworth, the dog who was okay with a jacket, and he just looked like a tippy-toe dog. Like, no. I'm not putting my feet down. This is ridiculous.
It is funny how they react.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, so those dog jersey sales are still going to be through the roof. How many dogs will actually wear them? I don't know.
Remains to be seen.
Yeah.
I Bethany. Have seen a lot of Bills gear, though, for pets.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Showcased everywhere right now.
All over the place.
Stick with name tags and collars, I think. That way they don't know.
There you go. Bethany, thanks so much, and thanks for bringing Missy, who you can check out at News Radio 930. You're going to love this cat. You might even think it's a kitten.
Yeah, and remember, she's not at the SPCA. She's at Pet Supplies Plus in Williamsville on Sheridan Drive. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.